I think I remember last time we prepared against Gloucester, we said we're going to keep our powder dry to make sure we saved all the energy for Gloucester. That didn't work, so we've done it a little bit differently this week and probably use a bit of the powder up and make sure that we're nice and the intense sessions and we're ready to go. So it's going to be a very physical contest, and we thought by relaxing during the week leading up to the game, that would give us a lot of energy for the weekend. That didn't work out, so we've had a slightly different approach this week.
Even after a tough game on a Sunday in the mud at Wasps, you've given them a bit of a bending this week as well?
Yeah, I think so. I think just shorter sessions, but very intense. And we've been lucky. We had Loughborough University down this week to train against, so just something slightly different. And, you know, to help us prepare against Gloucester. So it's good for Loughborough as well to have a look around the place and see what goes on in a professional setup. But it's also a little bit different for us. So just to try and change the week up a little bit, do something slightly different, and hopefully we get a good reaction at the weekend.
I mean, you lost quite heavily down there at Gloucester in the end. They weren't a good side at the time, and they've played better since, you might say.
They've played exceptionally well since, yes. Well, I think the problem can be that... you know, when you don't win too many games, you win one game and then everyone gets a bit carried away and then you drop off for the next week. So that's what's happened, is we've not been able to back up two wins consecutively. So we won against Sale, then we lost and again Bath, and then a disappointing loss the week after. So the big challenge for us is, after really battling for a win at Wasps, is to back it up with a home victory. And we've got to start to really establish this as a difficult place for other teams to come to. So that's our task, is to, and I suppose in doing that, we try to forget the Wasps game as quickly as possible, get the debrief of that out of the way, and then turn very quickly to Gloucester, instead of keep talking about the, you know, the victory, which was obviously very important for us down at Wasps. So I hope that's worked, and I hope the minds have been on this Gloucester game a bit earlier in the week than we would normally do. But as you said as well, Gloucester have been absolutely superb. You know, I watched them play at Kingsholm against Wasps in our preparation actually to play against Wasps, and that was some of the best rugby I've seen. It was absolutely astounding. And Wasps lost 6-1, but I don't think any team in the Premiership would have lived with Gloucester on that sort of performance. They were really, really on fire. So they've hit form at a pretty good time.
You said last week about the Wasps back three, but the Gloucester back three must push them as the best in the Premiership.
Yeah, I would guess so. And I've got a better kicking game. You know, if they got Simpson, Daniel Sharples and Ollie Morgan as well, that's a, and Gloucester do try and get the ball to those back three as much as they possibly can, and are very effective at it. You know, some back threes who are very good counter-attackers you can kick to, and they're a bit susceptible under a high ball, but someone like Ollie Morgan takes everything in the air and he runs back very hard. So, and he's got a good kicking game as well. So that not only are they a good running threat, they're actually very safe with that kicking game as well.
What about Eric Lassens? Because he's not been involved in the 23 of late, and people are asking, is he injured or he's just rested?
He is. It's a tough one. I have given Chris Pennell an opportunity to, as captain of the club, to really show what he can do. And I did promise him a number of games. So it's tough on Eric, because Eric has played very well. Didn't deserve to be dropped, really. But we've got two very good fullbacks, Chris and Eric. I've given Chris a go. Chris will captain the side again against Gloucester. And Eric will have his opportunity when we go into the Amlin Challenge and the LV Cup to really come back and challenge again. So I'm hoping that I've got a very difficult selection decision come Sale, which is the league match after Gloucester in 4 weeks' time.